Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Welcome to all of our audience all across the country that are listening in today. We greatly appreciate you. I want to encourage you to get over to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And also encourage you, health, immunity, and building your immune system is a really big deal. As those of you who've listened for any length of time know, I went through COVID in December of 2020, had a very bad case with double pneumonia and coughing up blood and the whole bit. And so I am a huge advocate of the protocols that the doctors that I've had on the program have talked about, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Eric Naputi, Dr. Judy Mikovits, and you can find a lot of that stuff by going to iherb.com/me/PastorGregCGR. And I'll put that up at my website, and I've got the products that have been recommended by these doctors are in my favorites there, and you can find them there and get a discount and support the ministry all in one fell swoop, so I encourage you to do that. Great program for you today. Bottom of hour number two, Paul Janicek is with us. Paul has been an advisor in the State Department in a couple of different administrations. He was a Trump appointee in 2016. He has just a really incredible background, and he's going to talk with us about Afghanistan. We're also going to talk a little bit about this Durham investigation and some of the things that he knows about that, and Rick Manning will be my co-host. David Shostokas joins us as we tackle constitutional issues coming up at the top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Reverend Clenard Childress. BlackGenocide.org is the website, BlackGenocide.org. How is CRT destroying us? We'll talk about that coming up with the good Reverend at the bottom of the hour. But joining me now to talk about fake news and where is the news in all this, I want to welcome the VP of Business, Technology, and Culture, Mr. Dan Gaynor. Hey, Dan, welcome.
Thank you. I heard the news today. Oh, boy. We're in the middle of certainly a crisis in Afghanistan, trying to get our people out. Thankfully, there's been no bloodshed involving Americans so far that we know of. There have been some that have been bullied, beaten, etc., by the Taliban. But the problem we've got is apparently Biden is sticking to this time schedule. The media, CNN putting Matthew Dowd out there saying that Biden is being congratulated for how he's done this. It's like we live in two worlds now. This is a disaster, because in a couple days, Biden has indicated he's going to pull out, because that's what he told the Taliban he's going to do, even though it's very likely there are going to be a lot of Americans there that we don't get to. And it's incomprehensible to me. I'm made furious. Last night, there was a report that an independent somebody got like 500 Afghans who had worked with us, got them to the airport, and the State Department wouldn't let them through. The people who are running our country hate our country. That's really what it comes down to.
And actions speak louder than words. And these are the actions that they are showing us is exactly that. It's really despicable. Where are they in the midst of all this? I mean, Biden's statement to ABC, to Stephanopoulos, was, well, we expected chaos. Chaos was part of the plan. The death of Americans was part of the plan. And we're not talking about, everyone understands that if you're at war, there are potentially going to be casualties. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the evacuation plan, the withdrawal plan. And he's saying that in what's supposed to be, I would assume, a peaceful withdrawal on the drawing board, no, it's going to be chaos, and we're not going to do anything. We're just going to let people get killed. And it's just it's blood on your hands. It's blood all over their hands, but it shouldn't surprise us.
The level of incompetence, you have to work at a certain level of incompetence. So, hey, we've got this really wonderful air base. We're going to close it before we do our air evacuation, because that makes sense. Oh, wait, that air base is in a protected area and you can't get above it, so you can't shoot down on it like you could hypothetically Kabul, where the air base we've gone to located. I mean, it's all, if you were trying to organize a disastrous pullout, you'd basically do everything that the Biden administration has done.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, who should be fired. I can probably name multiple people who should. I just know that the media aren't doing their darn jobs covering this. Admittedly, there were people there, Richard Engel from NBC, Clarissa Ward from CNN, who put themselves at risk. And I always, even when if I don't like a particular journalist, I will always respect when they put themselves at risk to tell us what's going on. Richard Engel particularly does that a lot. He's like, I don't like his politics. He's very open about being liberal, but if there's a combat zone someplace, he's on the first plane to go there. And so you got to at least admire that. And so, we've gotten some good on-the-spot coverage, and we've seen how bad it is. And, there's no hiding this. This is a black mark on the United States that will last decades. You and I are old enough to remember the fall of Saigon. We're old enough to remember the disaster of the Vietnam War. Now, we didn't lose as many Americans in Afghanistan as we did in Vietnam, thank the Lord. But it's going to be a PR, military, and global status problem for us for decades. And you look, and Twitter allows at least a half dozen of these Taliban scumbags, these monsters, the PR spokespeople for murderers and terrorists, to be on Twitter. And yet the former president of the United States can't be on Twitter. And why do we allow this?
Well, let's not forget, though. Let's think about what Twitter has been doing, because it bridges into some other pieces of news as well. There was a Summer of Love Patriot rally in Portland over the weekend. And Antifa attacked. And the Portland police once again sat back and watched as Antifa tried to storm them. They ran a van, literally ran a van. Andy Ngo reported on this. Jen Lowe reported on this as well. There's video on my Facebook page to show it live what they did. They tried to run over Patriots.
It's so bad for people who weren't paying attention. It's so bad there was a gun battle.
Yes.
Right in the middle of Portland, the police had already declared they weren't going to go.
Mayor Wheeler said, we're not going to get involved in this. You guys go ahead.
And I mean, at that point, you know, I tell people this, and I really mean it. They need to understand this. If you organize an event anywhere in the United States now, whether it is a prayer service, a march, pro-life march, whatever, you have to build in security. And if you're going to do an event in an urban area, in a city in these United States, you can no longer count on the politicians, particularly the mayors, or the police, and certainly not the prosecutors, to treat you fairly. If there's an incident, you will be the villain.
That's
the way they do it.
And you need to understand, too, because one of the screenshots, and the reason I bring this in, and where's Twitter involved in it? Well, Twitter was being used by Antifa to basically coordinate their event and coordinate their attack. They coordinated exactly what they were going to do. No ambiguity on Twitter, and Twitter allowed that to go on. Now, they as you said, they've banned. Listen, I was banned for calling Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. Well, he is. He slept with a prostitute for 4 years. Reuters, of all places.
He slept with a Chinese spy.
Yes.
And he's still on the Intel committee.
And Reuters came out with a report saying that China is using an NSA program. Now, an NSA program, so we're clear, that is our National Security Agency. One of our NSA programs, China is using it to spy on us. Where do you think they got that from, folks? Between Dianne Feinstein's chauffeur that was a Chinese spy that drove her around for X number of years, and the Chinese spy prostitutes that were sleeping with Eric Swalwell and that he was putting into all of the offices of the House Intelligence, they were all getting hired there and working there and I guess doing favors for staff. I don't know about that, but we do know about Swalwell. But nonetheless, Twitter banned me for suggesting that Eric Swalwell was sleeping with a Chinese spy. I can't make this stuff up. Some other news that they're not covering that I think is significant. While all this is happening in Afghanistan, we had one of the vaccines, the Moderna vaccine, was supposedly approved by FDA. Now, Megan Barth, somebody who I know that you know as well, Dan, went through and was reading through it, and she posts this on an Instagram post. But in there, it says, well, we're permitting the use of it. It's not really a full stamp of approval. It's a, yes, we're saying this is okay, and somewhere down the road we'll give it our full stamp of approval. And it should be noted that this is the same FDA that gave us, let's say Quaaludes. Remember when they approved Quaaludes, Dan?
Yeah.
Yep, this is the same FDA that approved Quaaludes. This is the same FDA that approved Vioxx. Everybody remember Vioxx?
Well, This is all part of the same government that's running, that's organizing the departure from Afghanistan. So if you're skeptical, that's a good reason to be skeptical.
Yeah, and it's the same one that approved DES, a synthetic form of estrogen that suddenly the FDA banned in 1971. Back with more.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. 8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, and my guest is Dan Gaynor. We were talking, Dan, in the break, and I feel an obligation to share these. And please understand two things. And I actually have a post about this. If you've taken the vaccine and you've started not to feel well, I have a post up from doctors that have shared here on the program some things that they are recommending that people do to help themselves in this. There's even a prayer there to pray specifically. I hope. I mean, Dan, I know that you went and you got the vaccine. Listen, man, I hope to goodness, I pray to God that there aren't any issues that develop in the next 6 months to a year for anybody who got the vaccine. I pray that's the case. Well, of course,
and I mean,
obviously.
As do I. I mean, in my case, you know, like I said, it gives me access. I get to go see my dad right after the show.
There you go.
But one thing that really bothers me from the media standpoint is that they look at this as an instance where they are simply supposed to propagandize and not inform. So it's a very bit. There have been a couple of stories come out, Washington Post, the Nieman Foundation, which is just a journalism organization, where they're saying that it is wrong for media outlets to write stories about actual incidents that make the vaccine look bad. So what that does, what they don't understand, what they refuse to admit, is when you hide the bad news, instead of just admitting, like, okay, any vaccine, there's going to be some bad reactions. It does happen. Mm-hmm. Instead of admitting that, they're actually saying we shouldn't cover it. So Facebook came out with a report this week talking about what had gotten a lot of traffic on its site. And one of the stories was a story involving the football player Cole Beasley. I think plays for Buffalo now. Uh-huh. He used to be on the Cowboys. And Cole Beasley didn't say anything's wrong with the vaccine. He simply expressed his opinion
right. As
a 30-year-old guy who doesn't want to take the vaccine. He's not going to take it. And he said he's representing for other people in the NFL who don't want to take it. And they're saying they shouldn't run that story. Another story that got a lot of attention was a story involving a doctor who apparently allegedly had a bad reaction to the vaccine, and ended up in the hospital and passed away. And that you've got news organizations and journalists coming out and saying, well, you don't want to contribute to people being anti-vaccination, so you should suppress that story. I'm like, no. That's exactly what they did in the Soviet Union, suppressing actual truth. I know they're concerned, like, oh, well, people hear, you know, bad news, they won't get the vaccine. And I'm thinking, no, if people hear you're suppressing bad news, they won't get the vaccine. People are smart. People can do basic math. They know that, you know, if it was one case in 100,000, they can do that math. But if you hide the cases,
Let me just jump in and give you one, a true story. This is from a friend of mine on Facebook, somebody that I went to high school with. True story. Today, just in case you think the approved Pfizer's all okay, my girlfriend's coworker, a healthy 39-year-old strong Latina woman, was told by her boss, if you don't get the Pfizer shot, you won't have a job. So she did. Within 40 minutes, she's in ER, still in the hospital, 105-degree fever, super severe headache, and she's still in the hospital right now. I have another friend on Facebook, a young lady who took the shot, perfectly healthy young woman in her early 20s, and now she has like epileptic type seizures, and they are constant. They are constant. Her life is ended. Another one, a young woman, 19 years old, received the second Pfizer shot. Soon after that, she began having severe chest pains and pressure, shortness of breath. The doctors are now saying, sorry, it looks like you're going to have heart problems for the rest of your life. Look, there are dangers here. And one last thing, the FDA approved oral blood thinners for blood clots in...
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month?
Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.